We stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel appointed for the seventh Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord Jesus Christ is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the fifth chapter, beginning with verse 38. Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil, but if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again to follow and to obey what Jesus has to say concerning those who are evil, those who slap us on the right cheek, those who want to take our tunic and cloak, those who force us to go not only 1 mile, but 2 miles, those who beg from us and want to borrow from us, to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us, and finally to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Now may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words that I would like to share with you today are the words of Jesus spoken during the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 5, a special attention to these words of Jesus. Therefore, you must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. That is a great challenge Jesus places before us again this morning as he continues to teach and to preach the Sermon on the Mountain. And as we have talked about it during the last 3 Sundays concerning the Beatitudes, becoming the salt of the earth, the light of the world, and to follow and obey the law and the prophets. Now Jesus continues with his sermon by saying to them, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. If anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him take your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you. And do not refuse the one who wants to borrow from you. No one is suggesting this morning that this is easy to resist the one who is evil or to turn the other cheek. To let them sue you and take your tunic and your cloak. To force you to go not 1 mile, but 2 miles. Not to refuse when someone begs from you. And not to let anyone go away when they want to borrow something from you. No, it's not easy. It never is. And yet Jesus expects that from us. To expect the impossible. But Jesus doesn't stop there, but he goes on to say, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. And here again, no one is suggesting that it's getting any easier to love your enemies and to pray for those who persecute you. And yet that's precisely what Jesus expects from us. As a matter of fact, not only because Jesus commands us to do it out of love for him, but because that's even what the tax collectors and the Gentiles did themselves. Just stop and think about that for just a moment this morning. How does Jesus answer their concern and their question? He answers by asking the question himself, do not even the tax collectors do the same? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Yes, even the tax collectors and the Gentiles did the same. If they were willing to do it, so must we, if you and I claim to be a Christian and want to become truly disciples of Jesus. This is what Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him. If you hold to my teaching, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You are truly my disciples, Jesus says, if you hold to my teaching. And then Jesus concludes this part of the Sermon on the Mount saying, you therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And yet, if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, we're not perfect. And we will never attain the perfection of Jesus. On the contrary, you and I are imperfect. We are sinful and we fall short of the glory of God. Paul makes this very clear in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. This is what St. John wrote in his first letter, chapter 1, verse 9. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. The confession made by the publican in the temple when he would not even lift his eyes up to heaven, but beat upon his breast saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The words by the prodigal son who got down on his knees and said, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Unfortunately, because of our sinfulness and the temptation by the devil, the temptation by the world in which we live today, it is much easier not to resist one who is evil. It is much easier because they will hurt us. It is much easier not to turn the other cheek, not to let them sue us and take our tunic as well as our cloak. It never is. It is much easier not to go the 2 miles. We can simply say no. And it is also much easier not to love our enemies, those who don't like us, and not to pray for those who persecute us because they want to really destroy us. And yet we are still expected to obey these commands by our Lord Jesus Christ and to be perfect. If we claim to be a Christian and a true follower of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that is the tremendous challenge Jesus places before us this morning to achieve that which is impossible. You must therefore be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Yes, Jesus sets up a high standard of perfect love and obedience. And He expects us to follow and to obey it as best as we possibly can, even though we will never, ever achieve it or attain it because of our sinfulness, because of our imperfection. As a matter of fact, Jesus set the example for us, didn't He? Throughout His ministry, during 3 years, Jesus never resisted the scribes, the Pharisees, the teachers of the law, when they constantly criticized Him, accused Him, repeatedly, especially when He healed on the Sabbath, when He claimed to be the Son of God, because that was, in their eyes, blasphemy. Even when Jesus was accused by them before Pontius Pilate, we have found this man, not Jesus, this man subverting our nation. He refuses and opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be the Christ, a king. And yet Jesus never fought back. He never retaliated by those who were evil, the religious leaders who constantly persecuted Him. Even when the chief priests, the teachers of the law, and the elders of the people mocked Him and ridiculed Him at the foot of the cross, He saved others, but He cannot save Himself. Jesus did not fight back. Jesus did not ever retaliate against them. Jesus never hated them or retaliated against them in spite of the persecution, the criticism that finally caused His suffering and death on the cross. On the contrary, Jesus looked down from the cross and He said to them, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. And that's precisely what Jesus expects from us. To forgive as Christ has forgiven us. I know it's tough. I'll be the first to admit. It's not easy. And yet, if we claim to be a Christian, a follower of Jesus, we're expected to do it to the best of our ability with the help and guidance of the Holy Spirit. And if we have failed by resisting one who is evil, if we have failed to turn the other cheek, and I know it hurts when they slap you, right? If we have failed to give them our tunic as well as our cloak and let them sue us. If we have failed to go the extra mile, if we have failed to love our enemies, if we have failed to pray for those who persecute us, God the Father forgives us again this morning through Jesus Christ. That's the good news. The good news that the Father still loves us and forgives us through Jesus Christ, even though we try through our imperfection to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Yes, God offers us again His love, His mercy, His compassion, His forgiveness as we partake again of the true body and the true blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Sacrament. That's why it's so wonderful that here in this church, the sacrament is celebrated every Sunday. We're not only reminded of our sins, but we are especially reminded of God's love and forgiveness through Jesus Christ, which lifts us up with the guidance and help of the Holy Spirit. Yes, may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through His Holy Spirit as you and I strive to be perfect. Even in our imperfection, not to resist, not to disobey, but to obey and follow the example Jesus has set for us as our Lord and our Savior. Be therefore perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day. Precious Jesus, I entreat you, let your words in me take root. Never take them from my heart. Till I see you as you are, when in heavenly bliss and glory, I will meet you and adore you. Yes, precious Jesus, I entreat you, let your words in me take root. God bless you today as you accept that challenge that Jesus places before you and me today, even though we're never going to achieve it. And yet, we must try, as followers of Christ, to be perfect, as our Heavenly Father is perfect. God bless you in your walk, your faith, your trust in Jesus' name, for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit, be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.